You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. President Obama signed several bills into law this week before heading off to Europe for the Paris climate talks, including a law that updates the way the U.S. government thinks about the commercial space industry and the potential for new business opportunities out there on the final frontier. Think this. That is more formally called the Space Act of 2015. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams joins me from Washington to talk about it. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Molly.
So now I feel like the thing that's maybe getting the most attention or is the most interesting aspect of this new law is what it says about mining on asteroids. What's in there?
Well, it's pretty cool, right? Of course it's interesting. It's mining on asteroids. And basically what this new law says is that American companies that go into space, if they make it and if they grab some rocks or drill some minerals out from asteroids or the moon, that they own those resources. Now, the reason this had to be said is because we have international treaties that say no countries, including the U.S., can claim land in space and actually own it. So this law kind of gets around that by saying, okay, we're not claiming the land, but we're saying our companies can take what they mine out of it. And the United States is basically trying to lead in this area, hoping that the policies that we are setting out in this will at least start the discussion or set the precedent for the rest of the international community. Whether or not the other countries that are party to this treaty will agree with that, we'll see.
And why is asteroid mining so appealing for companies? Why are we trying to lead this discussion now?
Money, money, money. A lot of these asteroids are loaded up with really valuable minerals. And I mean, some of them are things like iron ore and copper, but also gold and platinum. Things that when you have an asteroid full of platinum, we're talking billions of dollars in resources, not millions. And also a lot of companies are saying, look, most of the expense of getting out into space and the difficulty is stocking up on enough fuel to get you where you want to go. But if we could refuel in space, that would save a lot of money and resources. And so they want to also mine these resources for the materials that you need to create more fuel.
So the asteroid is a win-win and a win, is what you're saying, in terms of business opportunities.
If they can actually mine them, yeah.
And that would be the key. So what else is in this new law? It is the Space Act of 2015. So it's not only about asteroid mining. What else is in there?
It does a lot of other things. It reauthorizes U.S. support for the International Space Station until 2014. It sets up new processes to streamline getting permission for commercial launches. It also allows for an extension of what they're calling the learning period for the commercial spaceflight industry. Basically, this idea that companies are still sorting out exactly how to operate in this field, and the government wants to give them space away from formal regulation to figure out how to do that. I spoke to Aaron Osterly, who's the policy director for the Space Frontier Foundation, and I actually caught him while he was in the car traveling with his family for the holidays.
When the industry started operating and developing new launch vehicles, and specifically reusable launch vehicles, they're going to be a very different vehicle than we've ever flown before. But if we want to have a broader industry, if we want to have the big visions of like space settlement, you're going to have flights that are on par with modern day aviation.
You know, and as we just saw with the Blue Origins company, these companies are figuring out how to bring back the rockets that we send into space. And this is moving very quickly. And the U.S. government is trying to keep up with it.
That's Kimberly Adams from Washington. Thanks so much, Kimberly.
You're welcome, Molly.